Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Secret. May I please have the zip code to locate the account?
Yes, 11219. What was your name again?
Secret.
CK?
Secret.
Secret?
Secret. S-E-C-R-E-T.
S-E-C-R-E-T. Secret.
No, ma'am. Secret.
Secret.
Correct.
Like a secret. Okay.
Correct.
Okay, 11219.
Your first and last name?
Feige, F-E-I-G-E, Pearlstein.
Okay, and could you verify the address for me?
1241 59th Street.
Okay, and that's Feige Pearlstein?
F like Fanny, like Feige, like funny.
Ma'am, so I see that you ordered our pulse oximeter on January 5th with you paying $7.45 for shipping and handling.
Right, but I don't know why I have another charge for $54.97. No one asked me if I wanted to join anything. I don't know what that is, but I'm going to deny the charge, and I want you to please issue a credit to me.
Okay, because I see that the account was canceled on today.
Well, somebody did take the call, but he hung up on me. I don't know what he did. So it's canceled. Do I have a refund, though?
So no, ma'am. But what I can go ahead and do is issue you a 35% refund.
Hold on a second. Hi, Nadia. How's everything? Why do I get only a 35% refund?
Yes, okay, with you agreeing to our terms and conditions.
I didn't agree. I don't understand this whole thing. I took
yes,
a survey.
Ma'am. In order
they
for you
said,
to place
no.
the order, you would have had to agree to the terms
it didn't
and conditions.
Say that. I didn't check off any other thing. Just it said I answered a survey. They said you could have anything you pick here for shipping and handling charges only. So I picked the pulsometer. I didn't agree to join anything.
When it asked, were you 18 years or older, and you checked the box?
I didn't check
terms,
any box. I'm
the
very
terms
careful.
And conditions, ma'am, in order for you to place the order, you would have had to agree to the terms and conditions.
The
now,
word,
with you agreeing
well,
to them, the best that I can do is a 50% refund.
I don't understand. What kind of fly-by-night company is this? He told me that you're only an answering service. You're not even the company. So I guess it's some kind of really shady operation. Well, I'm going to complain to the Better Business Bureau. Today's only January 20th. Everyone has the right, I believe, to cancel anything within 30 days. I believe that's a law. I'll check it with the Better Business Bureau, but I believe that's a law. So, I don't want a 50% refund. I want a total refund.
Okay, you should see your full refund back into the account within 3 to 5 business days, and I have the cancellation number for you when you're ready.
Say that again. What do you have for me?
Your cancellation number.
Yes, I want that. Because it's nothing. You've been very helpful, but this company, it's not right. I read it very carefully, and yes, I ordered the pulsometer. I don't deny it. I'll send it back if it'll make them happy, but this is not right. You don't do this to people, you know, decide what you're going to charge them all out of nowhere. Okay, what's the cancellation
number? C as in Charlie?
Yes.
2587?
2587?
72?
Yeah.
834.
Okay, let me repeat it. C like Charlie, 2587. 7284?
Yes, ma'am. Is there anything else I could do for you?
So 1 second. Am I getting a full refund?
Yes, ma'am.
And this is canceled? No more
yes,
charges,
ma'am.
Right? Okay. All right. No, you've been very helpful, Secret. Thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
But it's canceled for the future, too, right?
Correct.
Okay. Thank you, Secret. Thank you.
Thank you for calling customer support.
Okay. Thank you.